Representatives from 15 small schools in southwest Iowa met in Griswold yesterday for a discussion on possible conference realignment. That meeting was a discussion jumping-off point for those schools that might be interested in the possible benefits of forming a new conference. Schools invited to the meeting were Southwest Valley, Griswold, Riverside, Clarinda Academy, East Mills, Sydney, Lenox, Bedford, Fremont Mills, Audubon, Cam, Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, Essex, Stanton, Heartland Christian, and South Page. Clarinda Academy and East Mills were the only two schools without representatives at the meeting. KJAN Sports spoke with Griswold Athletic Director Kevin Whitehill after the meeting, and he said it was a positive meeting that was well attended. He emphasized one of the major talking points was the educational aspect of starting a new conference, in that schools of similar size could potentially share teachers or other resources.
You know, the educational opportunities that a conference could provide schools that are relatively the same size, that's huge in regards to what smaller schools are dealing with in regards to finding quality teachers in tough areas. The ability to share and work together would be one big advantage of forming a new conference of comparable sizes, so to speak. And then just taking a look at what opportunities we're providing our kids at this point in time, and what we would potentially look at through discussion and conversation about what would be best in the realm of developing an activities program that, again, suits our size of schools and those things of that nature.
Well, Fremont Mills Athletic Director Jeremy Christensen has been one of the leaders in the process, and he would be the point man for the next step. Whitehill said schools will have time to consider a move with their school districts and then let Christensen know the results.
To take it back within each district and discuss it again, and we're taking a look at schools making decisions on whether they're strongly considering it, and I think once that is taken back to the schools, then we're going to be in contact with Jeremy Christensen, athletic director at Fremont Mills, letting him know where we stand in regards to our thoughts and wanting to move forward. With that said, there will be a list of schools that have committed to the next step, which will be coming together again to discuss where we go from there. But as I said, I thought it was a very positive meeting today, and that by April 1st, the schools will have determined whether this is something they want to continue to pursue.
Whitehill said any changes that would be made wouldn't happen until the 2017-2018 school year at the earliest. Yesterday, the Iowa High School Athletic Association announced the new football district setups for the 2016 and 2017 school years, and there were some changes this year. In 8-man District 6, among the teams involved, Bedford, Lenox, and Stanton. District 7 will include Cam, Clarinda Academy, East Mills, Essex, Exira EHK, Fremont Mills, Sydney, and Woodbine. In District 8 are Weva, Audubon, Boyer Valley, Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Bayard, Glidden Ralston, River Valley, and West Harrison will be the participants. In Class A football, the District 7 will include Griswold, Nottoway Valley, Riverside, Southwest Valley, and St. Albert among the teams. In Class 1A, District 6 will include Panorama and West Central Valley among others. And in District 7, AHSTW, Guthrie Center, Adair Casey, IKM Manning, Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, Otobolt Arthur, BCIG, Trainer, and Tri-Center will be the teams involved. In Class 2A, the District 7 teams will include Clarinda, Kemper Catholic, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Southeast Valley, and Underwood, among others. And also in Class 3A, Atlantic will be in District 7 this year. They'll be joined by ADM, Carroll, Creston, Denison, Glenwood, Harlan, and Winterset. And the 4A districts include Abe Lincoln in District 2, while Thomas Jefferson Lewis Central will be placed in District 3. Now, there's some other changes as well for football coming up this next fall. Classes 3A, 2A, 1A, and A are now only having 7 districts with 8 teams in each of those districts. So the district champ and runner-up will automatically qualify for the playoffs. Then there'll be 2 wild card teams from across the state, and they'll give preference to teams who could claim a district title. Also, the tie-break maximum point differential was increased from 13 to 17 points. Now, the 8-man class will still have 8 districts, and all of them are having 7 or 8 teams. Class 4A stays with 8 districts of 6 teams apiece. Now, the playoff bracketing will return next year. The Iowa High School Athletic Association released pairings after each round the last 2 years, but they won't do that anymore. There'll be a bracket released in each class after the last regular season game. In the first round of the playoffs, 16 teams will be involved instead of 32 this year, and the first round round will be on Friday, October 28th, and that'll all lead up to the championships at the Unidome in Cedar Falls later on in November. In high school basketball last night, in boys' corner conference tournament play in the first round, East Mills beat Sydney 47-44, Essex over Nishnabotna 63-57, Fremont Mills topping Clarinda Academy 72-36, Stanton beat Heartland Christian 73-10. Girls' corner conference tournament semifinals saw Essex beat Nishnabotna 51-44, Sydney over Fremont Mills 43-28. Ron Baker scored 21 points, and Wichita State pulled away from Northern Iowa down the stretch in the Shockers' 74-55 win last night. Marcus McDuffie finished with 15 points, and Fred Van Vliet added 12 points and 6 assists for Wichita State. As the Shockers continue to roll, they're 7-0 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Matt Bohannon, Bennett Cook, and Wes Washburn each finished with 14 points for the Panthers. Northern Iowa has now lost 5 of 6. Daquan Miller scored 23 points with 4 3-pointers, and Missouri State erupted for 50 second-half points as they beat Drake 79-70 last night in Des Moines. Drake was up 10 at the half before the Bears used a 14-2 run, a little more than 4 minutes, to help take a 2-point lead. Drake was led by Reed Timmer, who had 21 points last night, as the Bulldogs are now 5-14. They're 0-7 in the Valley. Top 25 men's college hoops yesterday. Second-ranked North Carolina stays unbeaten in the ACC after a convincing win over a state rival. Bryce Johnson had 27 points and 11 rebounds in the Tar Heels' 10th straight win, 83-68 against Wake Forest. Ryan Archidiakono hit a go-ahead layup with 32 seconds to play as fourth-ranked Villanova beat Seton Hall 72-71. Sixth-ranked West Virginia absorbed its first home loss of the season as Javon Felix scored the Texas Longhorns' last 9 points in a 56-49 win at Morgantown. Michigan State suffered its third straight loss as Siobhan Shields scored 28 points in Nebraska's 72-71 surprise win over 11th-ranked Spartans. Also last night, 13th-ranked Baylor outlasted Kansas State in double overtime, 79-72. Number 15, Miami, a winner over Boston College, 67-53. 17th-ranked Louisville hammered Florida State, 84-65. Well, the 9th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes are on the road tonight to face Big Ten basement dweller Rutgers. The Scarlet Knights are 0-6 in the conference after a 50-point loss to Purdue on Monday. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says Rutgers is a much better team than they showed against the Boilermakers.
Purdue, with their incredible size, was not a good matchup for Rutgers. You look at the Wake Forest game, you look at the Indiana game. I mean, that's more indicative, I think, of how Rutgers is, and we have to know and understand that.
Iowa last beat Michigan Sunday by 11, and the Hawkeyes coming off the bench scoring 22 points, and McCaffrey says Dom Mule, Nicholas Baer, and Ahmad Wagner are giving the Iowa starters a big boost.
You got to be able to go to your bench in this league. It's too long of a season. The teams are too good. The games are too physical. The travel, you know, you just can't get by with 5 or 6 guys.
Iowa and Rutgers will tip it off at 6 o'clock tonight in New Jersey. We have the game on the air for you tonight. Pre-game coverage getting underway at 5 o'clock this evening on KJAN. And also last night in women's college hoops, Penn State pulled out a much-needed victory with an upset of Iowa. It marked just the second Big Ten win this season for the Nittany Lions and snapped a 5-game losing streak as Penn State wins at 82-69. Also, Oklahoma's Iowa State erased a 6-point deficit in the final minute of regulation, but it wasn't enough as the Oklahoma State Cowgirls got past the Cyclones in overtime, 79-76. That's Check Sports this morning, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.